Welcome back to Correct Opinions, January 6th, first show of the year, 2021. It's already feeling great, actually. Day one of 2021, you know what I did? Drove off into a ditch in a snowstorm. So, I don't know. This could be, I don't want to be dramatic, but it was literally the worst start to any year of my whole life. But I think we're going to turn it around, people. Thanks for coming back, Correct Opinions. Hope you're doing well. The Bachelor's back. Okay, we all love The Bachelor. Things are happening. There's every other day there's a new COVID, I guess. I don't know. People, I don't know what's happening. Stimulus checks are here. Cleveland Browns made the playoffs, so the world probably will end. Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
2021, you know, I like it. It's good to have a word of the year. You know, people who do this, my word of the year is savor. I just want to taste every moment. I want to, this year I'm just going to gobble it up and I'm going to taste and I'm going to savor. So I think, you know, I don't want to be left out. I want a word of the year, my word of the year. I was looking through some of these. So you know, I saw this post. Maybe your word of the year is accept or moment. Mine, I'm between one of two, release or, you know what, a better way of that? Secrete. Because I don't want to release all at once, so my word of the year is secrete. You know, I just want to be able to let go of things, right? If I see something online or someone does something that really triggers me, and I feel angry, I think it's important. I'm just going to secrete that anger out and lash out. Because it makes me feel better. I think that's a good thing to do. I'm going to just secrete that anger. If there's someone who, you know, maybe someone, they text me too much and I don't respond and they keep texting me, I'm just going to secrete that person out of my life. So join me, guys. If you guys want to join me, this is our year, man. Let's embrace this word. Let's secrete. Thank you for listening to that. That was I'm vulnerable this year, guys. 2021. I hope everyone had a great New Year's. What'd you do? I don't know. I just hung out with a few friends. I wish I was out shoulder to shoulder with people? Usually no, but this year yes. But it's okay. I think we're gonna get there. So everyone had a nice holiday into the year. Got all your presents. And getting your resolutions going. I went to the gym way too early. I don't think I'm going to do that again. But we're here. And thanks for coming back, guys. We're going to have a fun year of Correct Opinions. I have a lot planned for it. I think, yeah, I just want to ramp it up a little bit. You're always going to get some solo episodes with your boy because, you know, you guys are my listeners. I was trying to figure out what we're going to name our listeners. Got a lot of funny and interesting ideas. We're still trying to figure it out. So I don't know what we call the Correct Opinions listeners. The correcties? The recties? Maybe the recties? I don't know. That sounds a little gross. Let me know what you think of that one. Maybe Correct Opinions. We're all, you know, it's correct. You know, and you guys are with me. We're all a family here. We're always right. So maybe we're always right. We're the Republicans. Right wing. Always, now that might divide some people. Okay, that I realize what I'm saying now. Maybe not that one. We're the Mitch McConnell. Okay, I've never heard of that guy until a few weeks ago. People don't like him. I don't know how any of this works. We're not gonna get into, you guys know we don't do that here. You know, you guys, this feels a little bit like we're all in a group, and you guys tune in, you listen to my thoughts. I'm the leader of the group. We're the cult children. Secrete that away. We'll figure it out. We'll keep brainstorming. Let me know. Let me know what you think of those. Those are three or four options. But Correct Opinions this year. I think we're going to start having guests on. Let me know who you want to hear on here. I think, it's just, I don't know, something to change it up. I'm excited to do that. And I think we'll have a lot of fun stuff too on the Do Less Guest site as well. You know, we're still coming at you with bonus podcasts there. And I think I'm going to start doing podcasts with Katie on there. So go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. We gave away $1,000 in December. Congrats to that person and for joining Do Less guests. And we're going to keep doing giveaways. So there you have it. There you have it. The Bachelor's back. That is correct. The Bachelor. It felt. I don't even know. Did people still watch that? Yes, of course they do. It's the first ever Black Bachelor. So, you know, the show is very progressive and it, you know, it's a very white show. And I think the audience is very white. So I don't know if you got to wonder if the Black community is kind of like, white people, we don't want any part of this. But I don't know about that. I'm excited. This guy, oftentimes they do some kind of, they're like, oh, the Bachelor, look at him. He's so hot and like, oh, and they like do some kind of athletic thing. So as is usual, I mean, the Black Bachelor, he's gonna crush it. He's gonna be just slam dunking on all the women in a respectful way. And I can't wait to watch. So my take, I mean, we always have some good drama with the Bachelor. If anything, if you know, there was this guy called Peter who was the Bachelor and he was a pilot. And he got like engaged to one girl. They broke up. He got together with another girl and they broke up. So this guy, he's flying airplanes and navigating to all sorts of places, but not to a successful relationship. I guess this girl, she spoke out. She said, I know you've already heard the news, but I wanted to take some time to process it. It saddens me to say that this, but Peter and I have decided to go our separate ways. He took his Boeing right. I went left. We secreted our relationship away. This relationship is officially nosedived into the Pacific. She didn't actually write that. Unfortunately, him and I are in two different stages of our lives. What would that be? She wishes him the best. Moves on to her next chapter. I love how they still talk like they're on The Bachelor. This journey's been great. This next chapter, I can't wait to turn the page. New beginnings. Great memories. The Bachelor video we posted this week. Oh, Jake killed the edit. One of my favorites of all time. So yeah, we just full disclosure. If you saw it, you know who Chris Harrison is. He's like the main guy, right? And I purchased a cameo from him so he could speak to that on the sketch video. Hopefully he's cool with that. Not a cheap cameo, by the way. But he did a great job on the cameo for the fictional thing I made up. I said, my friend Taylor, help her through her breakup. And he said some stuff, and we just used it. I think Chris comes across as a fun guy. I'm sure he enjoys it. So looking forward to seeing The Bachelor. And please check out the video, because we started the year off with a banger. And we're just going to have a lot of fun clips coming. Derek's killing it. We think, you know what, maybe start of the new year, I think we might have Derek pop in at the end of this episode. We might give you that right at so the beginning sad. Of the year. Derek can't wait. Oh. But we got to leave behind some stuff. It's a new year. What are you guys leaving behind in 2020? I bet you guys are leaving behind some PTO. That probably sucks. Doesn't roll over. There's nothing to go do. You know, I left behind a couple deposits on trips and stuff I can't get back. So leaving that behind, that's awesome. Leaving behind a couple years of your life, maybe. That's all good. Positive energy here on Correct Opinions. Leaving behind maybe some Southwest miles. Those expired. Those vouchers. Hey, here's your voucher for your trip. This expires in a year. I still can't go anywhere. It's a thing. But stimulus checks are coming back around, so I've heard. I saw Derek said he was out and about and heard someone be like, we got that money, just spend it. We got $1,200, come on. They're selling TVs for like $599. It's a whole thing. But I don't know. It's like they've already rolled them out. Like, have you got them, Derek? Have you got the money? Are you about to?
I think like half the people have gotten them.
Okay.
Yeah, so
it's still kind of crazy that it just shows up. I know. It's like U2 or something.
They secreted that money
into our account. Yeah, they secreted that money right in our account. It's like when everyone got that U2 album. That was crazy, man. U2. That's probably like part of, somehow like the vaccine is U2's next album. It's just, it plays in your ears on loop.
No!
That's probably what it is. So beware. I don't know. I don't want to spread any misinformation. I don't, but I'm fairly positive. If you get the, what is it? One of the Pfizer, Moderna, one of the two, you get the U2 album and it gets stuck in your head. That's what I've heard. I don't want to spread any information, but take that for what it is. NFL season is done. We're heading to the playoffs. NFL season is done, which made my wife happy until I explained to her that, well, then there's the playoffs. So it continues while now basketball is happening and it's just a thing. But I don't know. You know, we're not talking. Who cares about sports here? But the Cleveland Browns have made the playoffs for the first time in 20 years. And speaking of Browns and the word of the year, secret, they're oozing their way to the playoffs. They squeezed in there. And but their quarterback's name is Baker, which makes them tough to root for. But nonetheless, they made it. First time in 20 years. Cleveland, I've been there briefly once. Great place. I can't wait to tour there. Cleveland, great place. I actually don't know that. It gets a bad rap, but I'm sure it's a, you know, I'll wait. I'll hold judgment until I go there. I'm excited, you know, back half of the, we're going to eventually tour, right? Hopefully it's soon-ish, but, you know, we've talked about Wyoming. I have 1 to 7 fans in Wyoming. Thank you for listening. Utah, we're popping. Utah, we are popping. And I've been to other places and I'm excited to get to all these other cities. So I thought, why not just give my take on these places I've been? And then I want to hear y'all's agreements, disagreements. People of Utah, very nice. Tons of fans there. Clean. Did you know? I mean, there's one professional sports team there, right? Called the Jazz, which is the most ironic thing in the world. People don't talk about that enough. That the state of Utah has a team called the Jazz, and no one there can clap on beat. That is awesome. I mean, you can. There's little nuggets of comedy everywhere you turn, right? That's what's fun. A city that comes to mind, Portland. I saw was in the news again. They're just like, it's just like a perpetual MMA fight there or something. I don't know what's happening. The mayor was like, guys, can we please stop? And they're like, no, we're gonna keep going. Portland. I don't know. I've been there before, and it's great. They're like, they have a bad rap because they have a very large homeless population, which but it's not what you think, right? When you say large homeless population, it's actually just like, it's like 28-year-olds with college degrees who have retired. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting. And you go, like, I would try to go to a bar in Portland, I think, and they're like, can we see your ID? And I went to, like, grab my wallet and grab my driver's license. No. Let me see your septum. And it wasn't pierced, and they sent me packing. And I went to another bar, and they're like, these are my identification, sir. Are you allowed to be in here? And I'm like, okay, I'll try this again. I'm trying to go for my driver's license. Let me see your credit score. If it's above 300, you got to go. And I was like, what in the world? And I finally went to the third one, tried one more time. Sir, this is a bar. Hold at that. I see you have a full beard, but I still need some identification. So I was like, I driver's license. He goes, There's an address on that driver's license. So that alone doesn't let you in here. It just better say Trey Kennedy 61185 van. And we had nothing to do. We just had to go by the Airbnb. We had an Airbnb in Portland where it was perfect. It was the most perfect experience we had at Airbnb in Portland. The lady who ran the Airbnb was like a 67-year-old lesbian, smoking cigs, chain smoking the whole time we saw her. And she'd be like, by the way, the do not, only number one in the basement toilet. Absolutely not number two because it clogs. It'll ruin the system or something. You're like, my gosh. And then she would like stop by and kind of hang around and be like, hey, take it easy on that basement toilet, all right? And you're like, leave us alone. And she would do a thing where, like, which clearly this happened to her a few times, you know, it's like this Airbnb holds six people, but we had other friends in town. We were all there for like a football game. So they like come over and hang over. She's like, I'm counting nine people right here. It's like, can we, yeah, they're just sitting on the porch. It was wild. It was wild. The place, Portland, it smelled wild. It smelled bad, but the coffee was great. And the food was great. We had a good time. Highly recommend. I'm excited to get back there. We great wine country, you know. They got all sorts of stuff out there. I don't know how in the world Portland became that type of brand, but that's my take on Portland, you know. I can't, Cleveland, we'll see how it is. And I'm excited to get out there for everyone. Meet all my recties, man. Okay. I don't know. I can't wait to some 48-year-old mom goes, I'm a recty. Can we get a selfie? We're not sure if we're calling it that. We aren't sure. But 2021's a year. We're turning around. Okay. Hold on. Water break. We're sick of bad news. So any kind of weird, stressful news that we don't understand, because that happens all the time, right? Has news ever been more confusing? Like, I saw something this morning. The COVID changed its last name and we can't recognize it anymore. And like, what? Like COVID. We can't determine the age of COVID. Here's an article. So you know what? I'm going to beautifully sing because I got chops. You guys know it. We all know it. I'm just tired of being, listen. I hold back my chops. It's time to I secrete them. So I'm going to read sad headlines or confusing ones. So we'll just roll with this together. Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. That is. Has that always been their little motto? Has it? Run under there.
That's real. I thought you were joking.
No, dude. Has that always been their motto? Is that a rebranding? Washington Post, right above it says, democracy dies in darkness. Which makes sense, but it also is haunting. Get your Washington Post subscription. Only get 1 year, $29. Democracy dies in the dark.
Since
2017. Since 2017. Okay. Okay, nice. This headline reads, Iran. You never love an article that starts with that. Iran begins enriching uranium. Iran begins enriching uranium to 20% in new breach of nuclear deal. Iran on Monday. Thank you, Derek. Iran on Monday resumed 20% uranium enrichment at its sensitive Fordow nuclear facility, a major step away from a 2015 nuclear deal struck with world powers. I don't understand any of what that is. So Iran is enriching their uranium to 20%. Thank you. That's your news of the day. Keeping you informed here at Correct Opinions. And the only thing I ever know about uranium is that Plankton off SpongeBob was a big fan of it, and he was a bad little guy. So that's all I know. You're in a weird spot in your life. In general, you're 28. This is what I do for a living. And when they say Iran is doing something with uranium, I go, the only way I know that's bad is because the bad guy for cartoon really liked that. Uranium. That's off the periodic table of elements, isn't it? That's one of the elements. I know that. You are. I think. You can fact check me on that. Fax machine over there. So, thank you. Just you. Dang it. Aunt Becky's out of jail. You guys remember Lori Loughlin? Aunt Becky, one of the best. 2021 was rough. Hers was, she didn't have a great one, but it, she wrapped end of the year. She was out, baby. Her daughter posted like a little a post. She was like, what, an Instagram post? What was the caption? 2021, let's just keep the vibes good, okay? Ooh. Hey, 2021, let's keep my mommy out of the federal penitentiary. This is our year. This is our year. Mm. You know why? Because the federal system just secreted my mom out, and she is on the streets, baby, free to do what she wants. Aunt Becky, if you recall, she what? She like she paid to get her daughter into a school, big money, and she went to jail for it. You ever? Sometimes I feel like she couldn't have known how bad that was. I feel like sometimes I hear about crimes and like. You like for instance, a college basketball coach will pay a bunch of players, and they're like the FBI is involved. Like, I feel that's why I get nervous. So I got to be honest with you guys. I sometimes use like this Netflix account that is not mine, and I have this weird thought sometimes where I'm like, it's one day am I going to go to jail for this? I don't know. Like. Laws and changes stuff all the time. They'll be like, hey, this isn't your Netflix account? 3 months in prison. I'm like, I feel like Aunt Becky was probably like, okay, yes, we did pay for her to go here. I'm like, okay, you...
It's a fake rowing team.
Fake rowing team. That's right. She said her daughter was on the rowing team, which if, you know... So here's her daughter right here. This is a nice little kind of strapless little dress here. She does nowhere near have does she have the lats to get behind all the girls on the rowing team and crank down the Malibu Ocean, okay? I think that was obvious. But I'm sure Aunt Becky was kind of like, oh, we go to jail for this? Have mercy. And no Uncle Jesse that time. But she's back out. Back out. Did anyone else notable get released from prison? Out in 21? Like 2020 was a good year? Do we know? Tekashi 6ix9ine. She is quite the rapper. I think so. What I was like, saw some comedian say that. She's angry all the time. Tekashi 6ix9ine got out?
Maybe not.
Any good ones? I wonder, but it says the husband's still in there for 5 months. Very chivalrous. Chivalry's not dead, folks. Honey, you go ahead and get out of prison. I'm going to hang back. I'm going to take care of business. Which it wasn't going to his fault. All this to go to USC. I feel like could at least done an Ivy League or something, but I don't know. TV show watching's at an all-time high. You guys probably know that everyone's this. It's just people. I love people giving up on that. But New Year's here. Maybe people are reading books again. I don't know. I'm going to stay locked in. I watched this show the other night. Someone told me about called My Octopus Teacher. Let me explain. Now, someone told me about it, recommended it to me, right? Because obviously I'm never... Better title wasn't much needed. My Octopus Teacher. Ooh, I want to watch that. It sounds gross. Maybe I'm just childish somehow. But what it is, this guy does a documentary where he dives down in this bay that he lives by every day for like a year and literally befriends an octopus. And it just, this great footage of this guy, he's like literally like petting an octopus. And the octopus is like playing with him. It's unbelievable. It's just beautiful. It really is. And it made me think. I don't know, the way we can like bond with animals, obviously girls and their like golden doodles, how much that annoys me though. So I don't know, maybe I need to lighten up. This guy, but to be fair, this guy who went out and just like was respectful of the octopus, he let him alone and they became friends. He didn't like throw the octopus like on its when he had reached a year, he didn't throw like a $1,500 first birthday party for his little octopus, right? He did not make an Instagram for this octopus. He wasn't like this is my this is Otto the Octo, and have little self, like, hey, I'm a curious little eight-legged fella. I just like to come out of my den and rub my tentacles on my butt on my dad, James. He didn't do that. You know, he just made a pretty documentary. He could have done that, but he didn't. You know, he didn't take his octopus to the octopus park and play with all the other octopi. Is it octopi? Probably. I don't know. That, no one's ever needed to say plural of that. You know, he didn't do these things. Did he keep a camera on the octopus? Yes. But he didn't talk to the camera. Hey, how's my little buddy? You know, like we have the little dog camera. I love when girls do that. I'd be like, look, he's live right there. I can talk to him. Hey, Grover. And you just see this poor dog, like he's terrified. He's like, where's the voice coming? It sounds like my owner. Where's the owner? And he's running around. They're like, look, he can hear me. Yeah, you're tormenting him. Stop. Look at him. Hey. Put the dog outside. It's a dog. He's got a fur coat. But I'm just saying, y'all should watch though, because it is it's a beautiful thing. I mean, this guy, he literally touches an octopus. I don't know. And I haven't quite finished it yet. I don't know how it ends. Octopus, I do quite like. I think it's a tasty treat. I don't know if he. I doubt he eats it. That seems kind of tough to do, but. Yeah, it's tough to eat. It's tough to eat your friends. You know, I think if anyone befriended a pig or something, you know, Babe, no one was going to eat Babe. Remember that? No one's going to eat him. I'm sure he was delicious, but, you know, it's just there's certain ones you can't do that. But yeah, y'all should check it out because this guy, you know, down there, hold his breath for 8 minutes. I don't believe that. 8 minutes? You ever try to hold your breath? That was a big thing to do as a kid, and we've all done this, right? When you're like full adult, you're like, let's do a breath holding thing. And you're like, like 21 seconds in, you're like, how do people do that? I'm going to the gym. I'm trying to keep it right, but you got to wear a mask at the gym. I swear. I thought my heart, I was going to throw up my heart. That's what it felt like. It felt like I had this weird reflux heart palpitation combo that I was gagging on my actual heart. I was just sucking the mask and I couldn't breathe. There's this tiny girl to my right. There's this big guy in front of me. They're just hammering out miles with their mask on. Am I doing something wrong? Unless I'm not some like, I can't breathe with my mask, but I can barely breathe running a mile without a mask. So it presents me issues. I don't know how these people do it. But hold your breath for 8 minutes. I don't buy that. Okay. I don't think this guy's on some David Blaine stuff. Clearly. I don't believe it. I don't. But it was a cool show. It's probably just a hired octopus when you think about it. But I guess octopus, they only live like a year, which pretty weak. I don't get how. But it's a good show. Check it out. Something I did over break was, it's funny things you do when you're like, you know, I'm gonna try to, no one's doing anything right now. It's not a lot going on. We'll try to take it easy, you know, not get too much plan. And I ended up making from scratch pasta. Now it was delicious. Okay. But, will I do it again? No. Yes. No. You know how hard it is to knead dough? I mean, that people, I can't believe people do this constantly. I mean, we had to make the dough. You have to like squeeze it out into, of course, we have the classic KitchenAid thing. Derek, do you have one of those? Mm-hmm. Any white couple who's married has that, because that's just, that's become like a weird rite of passage. Like, oh, you're married. You're now, this is, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe that's a stimulus for like married couples in America. I don't know. It's like, here's your KitchenAid mixer. And Derek, how many times do you and your wife ever use it?
Maybe twice a year.
Yeah. Why does everyone want this so bad? We made pasta with it. That's the first, we've been married, what now? 8 months, 7 months, 8 months. We've used it once. We'll never use this thing. It's like $300 or $400. Why is everyone getting these things? Never in the history of American economy, I stand by this, has a product been so widely purchased and desired and never used. Name me one. This thing, they're generating millions upon millions of dollars in revenue, and this thing, people use it once a year. Because who, I don't know what you use it for. I guess if you're, it's like, use it to mix the batter, but okay, are you that lazy? If I'm that lazy that I don't just want to mix the batter a few times, I'm definitely too lazy to lift the 30-pound KitchenAid out and plug it in and put the batter in that. It's a double whammy. It's people don't use it because for sure everyone's too lazy to cook with it. But then people also don't use it because the fact you're lazy means you don't want to get that out and use it. If you're like, you know what, I'm going to actually do this and cook, but I'm too lazy to mix, but I'm too lazy to get that out and then clean that. So now I don't know what to do. So that piece of equipment baffles me. We gave my mother one for Christmas. She's so excited. I can't wait to hear if she ever uses it. I mean, it's like, unless you are on the Great British Baking Show or training for that, why would you need to use this that ever? It just mixes things. And it's a nice luxury if you're whipping out, you know, hundreds of biscuits a week. But otherwise, you're just making a batch of cookies for you and your hubby. Just mix it up a little bit and put it in. I don't know what else. What do you guys use it for, Derek?
Mixing brownie mix.
We do
keep it on our counter as kind of a flex.
That's a bit, yeah. That's what it boils down to, right? It's the, you know, it's the Rolls Royce of kitchen equipment. You just set it. I set it right there. You never use it. But my wife, Katie, she's big on like, I don't want to just I really like things to be simple, so I don't want stuff on the counters. So this serves absolutely no purpose for us. We have the thing with the pasta attachment because it was fun. We made the pasta the one time. We go, okay, wow, that was a lot of work. Maybe we'll do, she's like, it'd be a tradition. Okay, maybe we make pasta once a year. Otherwise, this thing is in the bottom of the cupboard. I mean, she's a skinny gal. She hardly lift the thing up. The thing is huge. So, anyways, we made all that. Had some friends over. Did a very adult, like, you know, everyone bring over something nice. Have a nice dinner. And then someone brought something store-bought. Oh, if you want to wrap up my 2020 in a crappy way. But it wasn't 2021 yet, so I didn't secrete my anger on these people. But they still, you know, these are my friends. So I'm going to qualify with, like, I still enjoyed it. And, like, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. But I'm over here pulling a full-blown, like, Gordon Ramsay. I'm making this spaghetti and meatballs from scratch. Like I grew up in Roma. I'm crushing San Marzano tomatoes with my hands. I mean, it's unbelievable what I'm achieving over here. And you just popped in a grocery store on the way? Man. Store-bought. Wow, that's one of my favorite things to do is be like, hey, yeah, we'll have a gathering. So I'm like, I'll bring snacks. I'm like, cool. I'll say, anyone want to bring snacks that aren't store-bought? Sometimes you just got to speak that out. You do. I went home to see my folks. So we're like, okay, for Christmas this year, we're going to see my wife's family. That was the setup all year long. But then my parents were like, but when are you going to see us for Christmas? I was like, I thought we just, so you got to double up your Christmases. We're doing a post-Christmas. Christmas, I come home. One thing it's always nice to look forward to, you know, I'm saving up because we all know this, right? You go see your family, maybe it's your grandparents, your parents. I'm a eat. They're providing some good food. I come home and goes, I figured it'd be nice to be healthy. We have a salad bar. Guys, January 1, I drive into a ditch on a snowstorm. And my mother, who has only ever served me beef and potatoes. I mean, I had never tasted anything outside of the world of green beans and a baked potato and pork chops until I was 23. I get a salad bar. This is my January 1. Salad bar. like, I mean, like Jason's Deli. Shout out Jason's Deli if you don't know what that is. I don't. Those aren't everywhere, are they? I feel like they might be. It was good. Yeah, I'm, you know, got to keep it healthy. It's probably good, but I'm just keeping it up. I'm trying to stay positive. My thought is my 2020 started off fire, and look where we're at. So I think my 2021, we're still, it's a struggle a little bit, but we'll, so it's just gonna go up from here, people. My recties, man, I love you guys. We're workshopping that, but I can't wait to come out eventually on tour. We're making videos, we're up on the podcast, we're doing a lot of fun stuff on Do Less Guests, so go sign up, y'all. The Do Less God Bless merch this year is going to hit different. I finally, you guys know up to this point it's been very Do Less, right? It's been very simple. And I told my guys, I said, let's give the people what they want. So we've got some early designs that I'm pumped about, so I'm gonna release those the next month or two. I'm just letting you guys know what's coming. But please, as always, email me, correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Follow the Instagram, @correct.opinions, and DM me there too. All the stuff you want me to talk about, anything you see, anything you come across, and any new segment, anything, just say what's up. Because I have special love for y'all, because you guys are the real deal up in here every week, hanging out with your boys. So thank you. And yeah, man. I'm just pumped. We got the football playoffs. Chiefs guy. So I'm very excited. Again, Katie's very disappointed, but week after week of fun. Hopefully, Chiefs are likely to win a few. That's Sunday after Sunday after Sunday of high octane good times. I can't wait. We got the Super Bowl. Both my little sister and Katie's birthdays are like very start of February. So, it's kind of hilarious just because, like, she's like, yeah, you know, what are we doing for my birthday? I'm like, we're watching the Super Bowl. I don't, what do you want me to do about that? My birthday's right by Thanksgiving. It is what it is. Yours is right by, you know, I know someone whose birthday is like Christmas Eve. I know someone whose birthday is like Christmas, the day after Christmas. You just don't have a birthday. And you just got to deal with that. So you live in the Super Bowl champs city. Your birthday is on Super Bowl weekend. I don't know. You're getting a Chiefs beanie. I don't know. But no, of course we'll celebrate it. But man, I can't wait. Super Bowl is happening. I've got a bachelor party and weddings happening. You know, I think these things are happening. I'm sure you guys are in the same boat. It's an exciting time. So I hope you guys have a great week. And these episodes are gonna get better and better. So let me know who you want as guests, all the good stuff, y'all. Give us 5-star reviews, all that good stuff. It helps. And we will talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinion.